Welcome to Raising Connections. I'm your host, Rayshan Mayer. This is the program where we talk about your Critters Companions, commerce, and agriculture and all of the connections between them.
Good morning. Welcome to Raising Connections. I'm your host, Rayshan Mayer. This is the program where we talk about all of our critters, companions, commerce, and agriculture. This morning, as always, we have a fun guest. Welcome, Tyler.
Thank you for having me.
Can you give us your name and tell us where you're from?
Yes, I'm Tyler Van Wingerden. I grew up in Carroll County, just a little bit outside of Keymar, Maryland. Been there my whole life and still living there now.
Small town life.
Yes.
And Catoctin Mountain Growers is your passion.
It is. Yes.
You should see his eyes light up. It's a whole family passion.
It's a whole family passion. Yes.
So you're born into this.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
You had no out.
I guess I didn't have many choices. Yeah. No, but
so
we're happy with it.
What is Catoctin Mountain Growers?
We are a wholesale greenhouse or commercial greenhouse. We grow mostly annuals and bedding plants, but we do three seasons, the mum season and a poinsettia season as well.
Okay.
With spring. Business my parents started, and I have three other siblings, and we're all working in it and enjoying it and doing our best.
Your three siblings, so let's back up a little bit, because this goes more than three siblings and your mom and dad.
Yeah.
Where does this start?
Yeah, so my dad is one of 16
kids. That's a lot of hands to work.
Yeah, so his parents made sure they had plenty of labor available for them.
There you go.
Yeah, so his parents, my grandparents on my dad's side, moved or emigrated here from Holland through Ellis Island and got started in New York, but they moved around quite a bit. My dad is on the lower end. He's the fourth youngest out of the 16.
And, wow.
Yeah, and then he ended up, when he married my mom in 85, ended up here in Maryland and started their own place. So all his brothers and sisters who've married all are in the greenhouse industry in some way. Some build them, some grow.
So all 16?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Wow. So I have to ask this, and I know you probably get this asked whenever the story comes up, but when I think Holland, I think bulbs, I think tulips.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it started?
It started with a flower cart in New York. So when when they came here and got started, he had a cart he was selling flowers on, and then he had a cold frame or a hoop house type setup. And
the greenhouse.
When I say greenhouse, I think glass peaks and open roofs and
everything.
But it was a plastic hooped greenhouse. Yeah.
Okay.
And then just grew from there and he would move on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So from immigration and pushcart forward.
Yes. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
You and your three siblings are going through a generational change?
At the company, yes, we are. You're slowly taking on more responsibility and learning the ropes a little bit. My dad's still very involved, still helps us a lot learning things and still is very involved in managing what happens there. But we're all slowly picking up tips and ways of running the business.
That's a hard transition, something we talk about on the program a lot, because in farming industries and in agriculture industries, as many other family businesses, local businesses, that transition is emotional and family. And boy, that can be tough.
Yeah.
And very satisfying at the same time.
Yeah, it's exciting for us as the kids. It's a wonderful opportunity that we're very thankful for. And I think my dad's doing a good job. He, being on the younger end of 16 kids, has seen this happen many times because a lot of his brothers have a similar setup.
That makes sense.
And so he's gotten some good advice and seen some good examples of maybe how not to do it and how to do it.
Yeah.
So it's running smoothly for us, and it's been a good experience.
What a
so
good
far.
Story.
Yeah.
Because, those transitional farms, we often call them farming royalty, because if you're not born into farming, how the heck do you get into farming?
Yeah.
Greenhouse work is farming.
Yeah, it's a little bit more of a contemporary version of it, I'd say, but it is very much growing plants and living things and keeping it and tending it. Yeah.
That's farming.
It's and farming.
They're crops.
Yeah. They're crops, yes.
You call them crops.
Yeah, we have multiple crops, yeah.
Yeah, so I've never really thought of petunias as crops.
Yeah.
But they're crops.
Yeah, we use the term crops all the time. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yes.
So what is the difference between local and small business and retail and wholesale? You want to take retail and wholesale first?
In regards to how our company sells?
And in regards to how you sell, or in regards to, do we come to your place to buy flowers, or do we go somewhere else to buy them?
Right. We start by saying you go somewhere else to buy them. That is the bulk of how our company operates and runs.
And that would be wholesale.
Yeah, that'd be wholesale. We would call that our retail partners. So we would sell. We sell to Sam's Club, to Walmart.
The ones here? Like around us in Carroll County and
Walmart,
Frederick?
For Walmart, it's all of Maryland and Delaware. For Sam's,
that's a lot of flowers.
It's a lot of flowers, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
And Sam's Club, it goes up to the New York border, so we're up in the PA area as well. There's fewer clubs, so you can go a little further. And then we do giant grocery stores in Maryland, all of those in Maryland. And then Weiss Markets, you know, here or there, we do some plants with them. And Kenny's is very local to here. So
yes.
We had some local brands we work with as well. Wholesale is typically when we sell to a garden center or another landscaping company. We call that wholesale.
So yeah. Another garden center might not be growing their own things, or they would be supplementing?
Supplementing. A lot of them grow their own stuff, but then there's something, some plants are just a little tougher to get started and get growing, or they just don't have the space to support what they sell. So they just sell more than they can grow themselves. So they'll buy in a little bit.
So that would be like a farmer's market that we've talked about, sort of.
Yeah.
Where if someone specializes in tomatoes, but they need to bring in cucumbers and peppers and onions.
Yeah, they get them somewhere else. Exactly.
Interesting. Okay. Yes. So that's retail partners and wholesale and...
And landscapers. And then very small, but fun, is we do sell retail directly. We do it on Saturdays. It's something I did as a kid. My brother and I started doing it. My dad would let us do it and let us keep, you know, a percentage of the sales. Ooh. And that was our pay.
Yes. Okay.
And we'd make, you know, $10 in a day, and we had a great time doing it.
I wish you could, everyone could see your face, the way you're glowing with that memory.
Oh, it was fun. And we really enjoyed it, but it's grown pretty organically. We don't really push it too much or try to advertise for it too much, but it's grown pretty organically. And now it's kind of a big deal. For us it is. It's a lot of people come through the spring, and we really enjoy it. It's nice. You see familiar faces every year, and people enjoy walking through the greenhouse and seeing all the plants and a lot of color in one spot.
Wow.
It's an enjoyable thing, yeah.
So it's really an odd combination. A lot of our listeners may have the same sort of thoughts that I'm having. It's local, but it's not local. Mm-hmm. It's small business, but it's not big business. Mm-hmm. But it's working with a big business.
Yeah.
How do you put all this together? Are we still buying local?
Oh, yeah, definitely. All the people who work at our place live around here. So, yeah, and I live around here. And, yeah, we pay taxes around here. So, yeah, it's very much local. Yeah, partnering with someone like Walmart and big corporations like that doesn't in any way make us less local, I don't believe. We're still, the economic impact my company has is here. For the most part, is here.
Because the money comes back to the area.
Money comes back here. We spend it here and hire people here. And yeah.
So let me toss a model out there and see if this sticks, if you will.
All right.
So it's almost like Etsy.
Yeah.
Where you're doing the crafting, if you will, locally, but there's a venue that's much larger to sell your product.
Yeah. Walmart is the venue.
So Walmart is the Etsy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think that's Walmart's business model. That's what's made them work so well, is they're just they don't produce things. They just sell them and have convenient ways to buy them, and we help to get those products in there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to follow up this conversation with what the siblings are doing and where and what comes next with technology.
Okay, that's good.
Join me, Raishan Mayer, from Mariah Belmander Kennel, for our new adventure, Living Life Tails Up podcast, combining everyday life with what goes on at the kennel and farm, a bit of humor, some ideas, and some positive happy bubbles. We're living tails up, nose down, and staying on track. We hope to see you on Living Life Tails Up for 5 to 10 minutes worth of happy, happy bubbles shooting out there in the atmosphere. See you soon.